Hey, coming up tomorrow night, Harrisburg, Illinois. You make sure that you go to the Deer Shed Tap Room. It's right there on Vine Street, 35 South Vine in Harrisburg, to the Deer Shed Tap Room. This is coming up tomorrow night, and there is a great show taking place there. It's part of the Vine series, and it's brought to you by Ranco and Sullivan Electric, presenting William Michael Morgan and Heath Sanders in concert together. And joining me on the phone right now is the one and only Mr. Heath Sanders. How are you, bud?
Good, Dave. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, buddy. And I tell you what, if we just dig right into this, the first question I could think of is, how did Facebook change your life?
Man, in the most unexpected way possible. It was pretty incredible. So several years ago, I was working in the oil field, and a buddy of mine dared me to do a cover of Chris Stapleton and put it on Facebook, and I did it, and it changed my life forever. It truly did. It was really unexpected, and so this career kind of got thrown at me, and I was there ready to catch it, and here we are today, and I'm super happy to be doing it for a living.
Of course, it was the cover of Chris's Either Way. And when you post that on Facebook, and, you know, over the course of the next few days, and you start seeing the views on that post, what's it like when you're watching what it wind up with, over a million views?
I'm not even totally sure. There were so many outlets that shared it. We actually kind of lost count. I know on my page it went well over a million, and this was back before TikTok really came to fruition, and so it was pretty rare for a video, especially of just an old boy sitting there in his work clothes playing a guitar in his bedroom, to go viral. And so to use the term, it was pretty surreal, man, to sit back and watch it take off like it did.
Of course, your career, I mean, you were a worker, dude, working in the oil and gas industry and the natural gas, and how did that original career choice, how does that influence your music today?
Man, I really think, I never really dreamed of having a music career. And, I thought I would be, I was really in the oil field to retire. I was going to retire there. And, so I think, I almost all of my songs have some basis in that, some basis in being born in a little small town of 1,200 people, and then, of course, participating in blue-collar work my whole life, whether it was working for the electric company trimming trees. I finished sheetrock for a long time and then finally landed my dream job, or what I thought was my dream job, in the oil field. And so there's a little bit of blue-collar and small town in every song I write, man. I really can't help it.
And you're an Arkansas native, right?
Yes, sir.
How did the area influence? How has that influenced your music?
Getting to grow up and Arkansas is pretty waterlogged. There's a lot of lakes, a lot of creeks, a lot of rivers, and the highlights of my childhood was, loading up in Papaw's S10 and we'd throw the old Zebcos in the back, as cliche as it sounds. I truly got to live that life, and we'd go down to the creek, three or four times a week, whether it was catching tadpoles and crawdads or we was catching small. And, small town squares and all that, it was a reality for me. The things we sing about in country music, it was truly a reality for me. And, I walk into the gas station still today in Marshall, it didn't change much. And so they still know my name, and, walk into the furniture store or whatever it is, just having that tight-knit community and, that small-town feel and people really, sharing a small-town vibe with each other. It's had a huge effect on the way I grew up and the songs I sing. And, I can't help but just be grateful for it. When I was a kid, I thought everybody grew up like I did.
Right.
And it turns out not everybody's that lucky. So I feel really blessed.
I tell you what, buddy, you have one of those voices, if I was to compare you or compare somebody else to you, I would say along the lines of, say, like a Randy Houser, a Toby, just the power like an Aaron Lewis, the power behind your voice, and you know, like in the song Old School's In, or I love the duet with Justin Moore, Red, and just the I think you've been it's been called authentic country is probably why I'm trying to get to here.
Well, man, I appreciate that, Dave. It's no, whether you want to call it blue collar country or authentic country, I'll take either of the compliments. But I think growing up in church, my dad was a preacher and my uncle was a preacher.
Mine too.
Every time the doors were open, you know, we were in there sitting on the pew, and of course they had me on stage singing by the time I was 2 or 3 years old, as soon as I could crawl up there. And when singing to the Lord, I think you tap into a particular part of you that you really mean what you say. And I heard Keith Urban talk about it one time, how one of the biggest problems with modern-day artists is they forget what they're singing. They get so focused on the performance that they forget the words that they're singing. And, man, that really stuck with me. And so to compare me to somebody as vocally stout and as meaningful as Randy Houser, that means a lot to me, Dave. I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah, well, that's exactly kind of the vibe I get when I listen to your music. And I'm a big Randy Houser fan, so I pay close attention to that. And you talk about, you know, Keith Urban talking about you forget about the song and the music itself. But, you know, how do you deal with, like, the glitz and glamour of Nashville, the polish that Nashville puts on the artist? I guess that's kind of what you're talking about there.
Yeah, it's always been kind of tough for me. It's always I have done plenty of button heads with with folks who want to shine me up, and I think you can only get a, what is it they say, you can only get a piece of coal so shiny. I like who I am, and my small town raising and the people in my life made me who I am and the way I am, and I'm really, really proud of it. I truly am, sir. And so I don't have any intentions of polishing up and being pretty. So if you come Saturday night looking for pretty, that's probably not what you'll get from me. But you will get the truth, and you will get authenticity, you said.
I'm in radio because I'm not pretty.
I got one of them faces for radio too, brother. We're in this together.
I tell you what, you're getting to perform with a Southern Illinois favorite in William Michael Morgan. Have you met him before? Have you performed with him before?
I'm not. I'm really looking forward to it. You know what? I haven't met an Illinois person that I don't love. I come up there and I go hunting every year. I got some friends that live just, I guess it would be just east of St. Louis, about 45 minutes. And so I go up to Illinois, and I spend about a month every deer season up there. And, man, y'all, small-town culture and the people in Illinois, I always say it's just enough South and just enough Midwest to just get the best of both worlds. You know, people really take pride in who they are. The food's good. And then y'all kind of have that aspect of Southern hospitality as well. So if I'm honest with you, and I ain't just tooting y'all's horn, Illinois is one of my favorite states in the entire union. It truly is. I love spending time up there. And y'all got big old deer, which is a plus.
Yeah, and we hunt them with our cars, too, apparently.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of those accidental harvests.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you what, this is going to be a great show. It's there at the Deer Shed Tap Room. You're going to love that just because of the name.
Absolutely.
They're the part of the Vine series, Nashville Nights. It's going to feature William Michael Morgan and the one and only Mr. Heath Sanders. $20 are the tickets at the door. And this is located there at 35 South Vine Street in Harrisburg. 6 o'clock is show start. It's going to be a great time. Heath, I hope you have a great show. And if you're ever in the area, I would love for you to come in the studio, bring your guitar, and let's do a Roadhouse, Radio Roadhouse here on Z100 right in the studio. That would be fantastic.
Well, I'd love to do that, Dave. A big thank you to you and Z100 for having me on, man. I really do appreciate it.
That is Heath Sanders, and he's going to be in Harrisburg coming up tomorrow night with William Michael Morgan there at the Deer Shed Tap Room.